Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We are on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, by the second to bottom line. Amalei Rava La Abaya. Rava says to Abaya, we ended off yesterday saying that Abaya made a statement that he was surprised that a machitza could be machmir. He was surprised by that. That a machitza could be machmir. And we asked the question, that's old news. That's not such a, why are you so surprised? It's not such a surprising thing. And we said, no, Amalei Rava La Abaya. So we gave an answer yesterday, which I rushed through it. The answer was, Amalei Hasim Siluk Mechitza Zu. It's not that a Mechitza, the creation of a Mechitza is Machmir. It's that you removed the Mechitza. We'll see the same answer in another minute. So Amalei Rava La Abaya. Lo Matzino Mechitza L'Isser? You don't find a Mechitza that asers? It's not such a strange thing. Va'itmar, what we learned. Sichech al gabe achsadra. If somebody makes schach on an achsadra, sheyesh la petimin kshera. An achsadra are four posts, like a sukkah. In the case that they have over there, two of the posts, a chuppah has no walls. It's just four posts. Here, imagine like under a tunnel. There are two posts, there are two walls on the side, and the two openings are, the two other sides are opening. In other words, north-south is closed, and east-west is open. However, there are four posts. So the posts on the open walls have a little bit of space. Have a little bit of, not space, the opposite of space. Have a little bit of wall. That's all you need, and we'll say it's mutter. You're allowed to put a sukkah on there. The picture book might help.
Yeah.
Might help. It'll help. Right, you see the case?
One ten.
Right, you see the, everyone see the picture? How the two, there are two walls, or two real walls, but there are four posts. So those two extra posts close up the hole. Amalei Abaya. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Sichech agabe achsadra sheish lo petime kshera. V'ilu hishva petime psula. Right? But if you somehow, I'm not exactly sure what those words mean, if you somehow either create more walls, right, you add on, you make it one wall. In other words, what have you done? You've removed the third and fourth walls. How'd you remove the third and fourth walls?
By filling
in the space. You've removed the third and fourth walls. Now, there are two ways to look at that. You could say, and by the way, if you do that, you have no sukkah. How come you have no sukkah? You only have two walls. Before you did that, you had three walls, or four walls even. Now you only have two walls. So what do you see? There's two ways to look at that. You can say one of two things. Well, by creating a mechitza, you a machmir. By creating mechitzas, you a machmir. That's one way to look at it. So what are you talking about? You're so surprised there are mechitzas that are machmir. Right here. Amalei Abaya, what do you mean? First of all, lidi di kshera. First of all, I hold that's kosher. That's first of all. Second of all, I hold that would be kosher anyway. So it's not a kasha. Anyway, lidi dach, according to you, it's not, don't look at it as, or the halacha is not that I've created that a mechitza is machmir. It's not what happened. Rather, silik mechitzas. I just removed the mechitzas. Not that mechitzas are machmir. I just removed those walls. So if you remove those walls, what do you have left? What do you have left? You don't have anything. That's all it is. Abaye said, I was very surprised that mechitzas were machmir. Says we have one. So that's an old story, right? Look at this case. Mechitzas are machmir. No, it's not that mechitzas are machmir. I took the mechitzas away.
But if that's how Abaye views it, then right. How can he say kosher?
First of all, he holds it that it's not considered removed. Yeah. I think Rashi says, he holds P. Tikra. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to make an imaginary wall. I hold it's good to valid sukkah. According to that, I don't know how he answers the question that in order for a sukkah to be valid, you need at least two walls plus something else. Here it seems to be you don't need that something else. You just need two walls. How Abaye is going to answer that question in Masechta Sukkah, I don't know. That's what Rashi says. The Rashi of Ludik Sheira. the pligi alach b'ha milta. I argue on that lakam b'pirkin. That filu ain lo shum machita. Even if there's no machita, I'm bringing a pitik riyard v'sosein. The stam achsadra techuvin koros momay lamayim with lamayim. He says it's good. And even if you say it's not good, it's not that the machitzas are being machmer. It's not the story. What it is it's taking the machitzas away. It's not really machitzas. It's taking the walls away. Okay? That's all it is. Amalei Rabba Baruch Hanan Labaya. Another question. V'lo matzinu machitzo le'itzer? You don't find a case where machitzas are usher? V'hatanya. But we learned in a braisa. Bias. You have a house. It's a funny house. Shechetzio makora v'chetzio eina makora. Half of the house has a roof, and half of the house doesn't have a roof. That's such a strange thing. No one wanted a house like that. Like a sunroom. A sunroom or a, what are those called? A greenhouse. These kinds of situations could have half covered, half uncovered. Whatever it is. Anyway, gifanim kan mutu lezroa kan. If the gefen is here, I can plant seed here. In other words, I can plant grapes in the roofed part, and apples in the unroofed part, or vice versa. Right? How does it square with what we learned yesterday? Yesterday we said that if there's a big chutzner and a little chutzner, you run into...
It's a house.
The point is, that we say pitikra, is an imaginary wall separating the two, and therefore you can plant grapes here and apples here. The ilu hishva es kurav. But if you fill up the roof, then usher. Then it's usher. What? Because when the house ends, you have a.
Doesn't Pete Dickera do this?
Yeah.
Okay, but here we're doing this because it already has a wall around it.
Right. Right. But how come you're allowed to? How could you plant grapes here, under the roof, and then an inch later you're planting apples away from the roof?
Yeah.
How could you do that? They're within 4 hours of each other. The answer is you made your imaginary wall separating the two. If there's a wall, we said yesterday, if there's a wall, there can be a paper thin wall. So imaginary wall. But if you hishve es korov, you made the wall, you made the roof, you filled in the roof, now it becomes usher. So what do you see from here? It's not a mechitza really, it's a roof. But it's the same idea. It's not a machitza now. You didn't make a machitza. What did you do? You made a roof. But now, by making a roof, what have you done? You made it worse. So what do you see that? You made it worse. Right? What's the answer? Same answer. Amolei, no. Hasam siluk machitza do. No, all you did was remove the pitikra. Had the machitza being machma, you removed the pitikra. That's all.
No, don't we have the answer that all these things we only use for the positive and not for the negative?
Oh, so that's exactly why Abaya was surprised. Machitza machmir. We had that by love it. We don't say love it to be machmer. So that we had yesterday. I don't remember the case. Yeah, the case was about to go back to the bathroom, right? If the Kriya Shema, so you see that a machitza can be machmer. So Abaya said, I'm so surprised by that. That's unusual. Now there isn't. It's not so unusual at all. It's every case that they try to tell him, he gets out of it. Shalach le Rava la Abaya biyad Rav Shmia bar Zeira. Lo matzinu mechitza le'iser. You don't find mechitza to be usher. V'hatanya, but we learned in a braisa. Yesh b'mechitzos hakerem lahakel ulahachmer. We have a situation where we have a vineyard, and we have mechitzos that are mekel and that are machmer too. Right? Now, the mekel part doesn't impress us. The machmer part is our issue. Right? Ketzad, what's an example of this? Kerem hanatua, a planted vineyard. Ad ikur machitza, zoreya, up to the wall, you can plant. Ikur machitza ve'elech. One second, did I read that right? Kerem hanatua, ad ikur machitza zoreya. Machitza ve'elech. In other words, you have a vineyard, and there's a wall there. You can plant on the other side of the wall, as even though they're very close to each other. There's a wall blocking. She'ilu ein shem machitza. If there would not be a machitza, marchik dalar amos hazareya. You would have to separate the apples 4 amos away. So what does the machitza do? It's a kula. It makes you plant the apples closer to the grapes. Not for the wool, you wouldn't be able to do that. That's the easy one. Now he's going to tell you where there's a chumrah. V'zehu mechitza zakarab l'hakol. That's the kula. L'hachmir, what about being machmir? Ketzad, what's the example? Hayomashuch min hakotel. Let's say you have, I mean, there's a picture of it. I don't fully understand it. Hayomashuch min hakotel yud alef amo. If you go 11 amos away from the wall, in other words, you haven't, I don't know how this happened, but you have a vineyard, and in the middle of the vineyard, there's nothing doing over there. In the middle of the vineyard, it's empty space. Empty field. How'd that happen? I don't know. Around, it's like a big square. All vineyard all around. Then there's this space. There's a vineyard. Then inside that, imagine it's a circle. So there's a vineyard. Inside the vineyard is open space. Why is there open space? For the plow to move. Inside that, you have more open space. What do you want to bloom that open space? I'm plant apples. So can I plant apples in the open space? What? So it depends. Im hayamashach man hakosel yud aleph ama. If there's an 11 ama gap between the grapes and this open space, lo yavi zera l'sham. Lo yavi zera l'sham. You can't plant anything there. Now, when it says 11 amas, it doesn't really mean that. What it means is, if the gap itself is an 8 amos, it's an 8 amma opening, 8 amma patch. It's an 8 amma patch of nothing, and you want to plant apples there. So you have 8 amos, then you have 4 amos on each side, that's space for the plow, and then you have the vineyards. So the 8 plus 4 is 12. You don't need 11 amos of space. 8 plus 4, 4 on each side, right? And then, what? Right, so if you have 11, it's not enough space. Why? Because it's really less than 4 amos. Because the thing, the patch is 8 amos. That's where the 12 comes from. That's where 11 comes from. Where did 11 come from? What kind of number is 11? Because it's 8, the patch is 8, and you need 4 amos separating the two.
You need 4 on each side?
Yes, you need 4 on each side. So the Mishnah, the Bryce is talking about on one side. So you have a vineyard, 4 amos of space, and then you have the patch. So if the patch is 4 amos away from the vineyard, it's okay. That'll give you a total of 11, a total of more than 11, instead of 12. But if it's only 11, that means you only have 3 amos here.
Why can't you just take away from the
ears? Why can't you take away from the patch? I guess you don't want to. What? Right, you don't want it. You want to make, because I guess less than that, you're not going to get any yield. You're not going to get any apples out of that. You want to make, okay, fine, very good. Where am I? Shel mali ein mechitza, if not for the fact that there would be a mechitza, marchik dalet amos vizoreya, then you'd be able to distance it only 4 amos away. What's going on here? Zui mechitza zekerem lahachmer. That's the case of being machmer. Right? How does that work? Right? What mechitza is here? Where's there a mechitza? What? Anybody know? Where's the mechitza? What? I'm not sure what the mechitza is. I think the mechitza is the patch. They're calling that a mechitza. What does the art school say? What? I don't know what this means. What? I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what's going on here. Where's the mechitza? But somehow the patch. What? The Gemara's not going to explain it. Huh? We'll get to it. Anyway, we didn't. So you see, it's another case of mechitza being machmir. Now Abai is not going to answer it. What he's going to say is, if you have a kasha on me, you should ask me from a mishnah, not from a brisa, and I'll get out of the mishnah and it'll explain the brisa too. That's his answer. Amalei, ultaimech, you have such a kash on me. So asvina mi masnisan. Why don't you ask me from a Mishnah? Why'd you pick up? Why'd you dig up a brisa? A Mishnah is much stronger. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Klayim that says like this. Karachas akerem, if you have a bald kerem, which is this case we just mentioned. Beishamai omrim, chaf dalat amos. You need 24 amos. Ubeit hillel omrim, tes zayin amos. 16 amos. Mechal hakerem, if you have a different type of situation, mechal hakerem, beishamai omrim, tes zayin ama, 16. Ubeit hillel omrim, yud beiz ama, 12. Okay, so now the Mishnah is only going to deal with Beit Hillel's numbers, because that's how we passed it on. So Beit Hillel said 12, okay? Ezehu karachas akerem. What does that mean? Karachas akerem, what does that mean? That means like this. Kerem shecharav emtiyaso. You have a vineyard, and there's an empty patch in the middle. Im ein sham tez zayin ama. If you don't have 16 amos, what's 16 amos? 4. 8 for the patch. And then another 4 on the other side. The same thing as saying 12 before. The same number. You need 4 amos away. I don't know. It must be that without that, there's not a patch. It must be limited. It must be any certain size to plant. So, ain't shum tez zayin ama. If you don't have... Oh, I'm sorry. I said that already. It ain't shum tez zayin ama. You don't have 16. Lo yavi zera l'sham. Hoyisham tez zayin ama. If you do have 16, no silo kadeh avodatso. You can do your work. In other words, you can plant the vineyard. And v'zoret hamoser. And then you want to put apples in the patch in the middle? Not a problem. Ne'ezehu mechal hakerem. What's a mechal hakerem? A mechal hakerem is a different thing. It's similar, but a little different. Now there's a wall here. Ben hakerem l'gader. From the kerem to the wall. She'em, ein, sham, yud, beiz, ama. If you don't have 12 amos. Lo yavi zera l'sham. You can't plant there. Hoya sham yud beis ama. If you have 12, nosin lo kadev adasa v'zerei es hamoser. Where's 12? So again, now here's the opposite case. Here the vineyard's in the middle. So you have 4 amos surrounding the vineyard. Why do you have 4 amos surrounding the vineyard? That's what the plow needs. The plow needs 4 amos. Then you have 4 amos of something else. Now you want to plant apples there. And then you have another 4 amos to work on the apples, and then you have the wall. So it's a total of 12 amos, configured like that. What do you see from all that? Right? The mechitza here, which is the wall, makes it more machmir. How does it make it more machmir? Because if I wouldn't have the wall, all you need is 4 amos separating you, the grapes, and the apples. So you need is 4 amos. Here, I have 12 amos. It's a false kasha. It's a trick kasha, which is going to answer. That's the answer. The answer is, this has nothing to do with mechitzas. This has to do with the plow needs 4 amos. It's a metzias. That's the answer. But here the question. The question is, you see, look at this. The mechitzas being machmir. The mechitzas adding on 8 extra amos. I only need 4 amos. Another mechitza came along and made me have 12. That's the kasha. That's the whole, this whole gemara was said it's one kasha. To go, no! So the Gemara answers, no, El Hassam Hainu Taima. El Hassam Lav Hainu Taima. That's not the reason. There's nothing to do with Mechitzas, this case. The Chol, Dalat Amos, Lagabe Kerem, Avodas HaKerem. You need 4 Amos to work on the vineyard. You need the plow. Lagabe Gadar. Now by the wall, Kivon Delo Mizdaron. Since you don't plant over there, you can't plant near a wall. You have to give some space. Rashi says it's not good. The Mishnah says, I think it's not. It doesn't plant. It's not good. It doesn't. You don't gain anything by doing that. Nobody did it. Afkure mafkir lahu. They would like basically mafkir it. The baini in between. In other words, that last area next to the wall, they wouldn't plant anyway because it wasn't helpful. It was not. It didn't grow by the wall. You couldn't cultivate it. It wasn't good. So e ikka dalid chashivan. V'ilo, lo chashivan. If it's 4 amos of space, it's chashiv. And if not, not. In other words, the space is left open, not because mechitzas amachmir. Nothing to do with that. That's the metzias of a vineyard. Very simple. Okay. Now the next gemara, also hard. A picture would help. I'm sure there's a picture in the picture book. There's no way to understand it without a picture. Very hard without a picture in the art school?
Yeah.
Okay. Amr of Yehuda, Gimel Karfifos. If you have three Karfifos, Zu Bitzad Zu, Shnayim Achitzon and Megufafim, Vem Tzoy Eino Megufaf, and the two outer ones are fatter than the inner one, like the letter, capital letter I. That's what it looks like. The two outer ones are fatter than the inner one. What page? I don't know. I don't have the book. H? A letter H? Not a letter H.
Yeah.
Oh, capital H. Okay. That's one way to look at it. Okay, fine. You're looking at it horizontal. I'm looking at it vertical. Okay. Like a letter H. Very good. What?
The picture.
Okay, fine. Excellent. Very good. Now, listen to this. V'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh. And there's one person in each of these three areas. One person here, one person here, one person here. Can they go to each other's areas? Yeah, as opposed to what? We're not in climb anymore. Yachid b'zeh, yachid b'zeh. I think we add the words yachid b'zeh. Nasa shayara. You can combine them all, like one big caravan, one big chevra. V'nos din lehen kol tzarchan. And everybody gets to use all three areas. Says Rashi, v'nos din lo kol tzarchan. D'amrinon, because we say, d'yare gidolim b'katan. The people that live in the big one also live in the little one. Right? In other words, the people that live in the two ends also live in the middle one. Why? Because the little one is an entrance regarding the big one. Same thing, right?
But here we said there's a third person
involved. Okay. Nimtu, shloshtan, beemtsai. All three are really in the middle. Why? Because the big one can go into the little one. And the big one can go into the little one. Why? Because it's considered tuffle to it. Beemtsai, mitzdarfan. And the little one, the middle one, combines all three. Umutter emtsoi kol ze kol shehu gadol hekif mechitza shal shesi or shal erev kigon she irvu. Of course, they have to make an erev. Rashi was talking about the walls of this configuration are very, very flimsy. It's an unrelated thing. Okay, so far we didn't say anything so controversial. Vadai, some don't have that word vadai. Now for sure, emtsoi megufa fishnayim achitzonim. If the middle one is fatter than the two outer ones, I guess the best way to look at it is like a plus sign. It's like a plus sign, right?
Yeah.
A fat plus sign. The middle one is fatter than the two outer ones. A what?
A
Chevy emblem, fine. Very good. Right? The middle one now has the entrances. And the outer ones don't. V'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh. Ein nosnin lahem ela beis sheish. You don't get anything except for six space off. In other words, nobody can go to any other area. Says Rashi. Ela beis, Rashi of ein nosnin lahem, ela beis asayim l'chol karpet. Of two beisa for each karfif. Why? Shari ain't shlosha diur be'echad. They don't consider living in one area. Why not? The diuri emtsoi bechitzonim. The middle one is considered the outer one. Right? Vizil lahacha trehu de'ika. In order for that to work, you need two people to come into there. You need both ends to come into the middle. Vemtsoi leka elachad. There's only one guy there. The im echad mehem yosu beisasayim. Also fine. In other words, how are they coming into the middle one? They can't. Why can't they? Because it's not tuffel. It's not a Pesach anymore. The Pesach's shaped the other way. So they can't come in.
It's wide open. I don't get it.
That's exactly the point. It's wide open. It asks the other area. So when there's an entrance, we said it's okay. But now in a shape like this, like a Chevy emblem, they can't. So everyone has to stay in their own area. They can't get together. Make sense? No? Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I guess they could. I don't know. You know,
why
you don't know.
Why can't the guys on the two ends come into the middle?
The Gemara's against that because they can't walk. They can't move. They can't leave.
Why can't they go to the middle?
How are they going to get there?
Because the small ones will be the ends are be a double
So I think in order to have a shiara, you need three people.
That's
what
we have already. We have it already.
Small
table
is a
door.
What?
What?
It was? Right, right, right.
It's a gate. It's a door. It's a door.
So when this is before, we said they can't go from the ends into the, you can't go from the ends into the middle. Here we can go from the middle to the ends.
Yeah, but only one guy can go to one of the
one
ends.
One on each side, yeah.
Right.
But you should be able to, because it's a double.
Ibai Lahu. Now the Gemara is going to ask similar to your question. Echad v'zev, echad v'zev, b'shnayim b'emtzai ma'hu. What if there are two in the middle? One on each end. You need three people together. So what if there are two in the middle? So they can go down to each side. So if two go together, you'll have three in one area.
So?
What? So, ilahachi nafki tlasa havi, v'ilahachi nafki tlasa havi. If two go to each area, you'll have three people together. Three people is what you need. You need three people.
For what?
I don't know. I don't know what you need three people for. Yeah. Oh, Dilma, chad lahafi nafek, v'chad lahafi nafek. Or maybe he won't say, no, I don't like him. I'm not going over there with him. I want to go to the other side. And the other one says, no, I don't want to go to that side. I want to go to that side. So you're never going to have three people together. Why you need three people, I don't know. I didn't see an explanation. I don't know. V'im tim tzalomar, chad lahafi nafek, v'chad lahafi nafek. And if you're going to say that, that's going to happen. You're not going to have three people in any one area. Shnayim b'zev, shnayim b'zev, echad b'mtzai mahu. What about the other way around? What if there are two on the ends and one in the middle? Hacha vaday il ahacha nafki tlasahavi. If they go to the middle, you'll have three. V'ilahacha nafki tlasahavi. And if the other side goes to the middle, you'll also have three. O dilma, emma lahacha nafik, v'emma lahacha nafik. Or maybe you'll say they won't say that. And you won't have three in any one area. The answer is v'hilchasa ba'ayin l'kula. Everything is always mekel. We're always mekel. We're always going to assume, and we're mekel. Why? All things are Ravana, we're mekel b'ayir. Okay. That was the easy part of today's daf. Not easy, I don't... Next, Amar of Chista. Gedud chamisha u'machitza chamisha. If you have a gedud, it's some kind of mound. Or how do they translate the word gedud?
Elevation.
And they have an elevation, the machitza chamisha. And then on top of the elevation, you have another machitza. So how big is your machitza? It's really 10 tefachim. But it's made out of two different things. Says Rav Chista, aim at starfin. It doesn't work. It's not a machitza. Ad shihei okula b'gedud, okula b'machitza. It has to be one big elevation or one machitza. You can't have half and half. Meisvei, ask Akasha on the following story. Shtei chatzeros, two chatzers, zu l'mala mizu, one on top of the other. V'elyona gavoh min atachtona, and the upper one is higher than the lower one. Asar tvachim, 10 tvachim. Or shiyesh bo gedud chamisha umachitza chamisha. Let's start that over. Meisvei, shtei chatzeros, two chatzers, zu l'mala mizu, one on top of the other. V'elyona gavoh min atachtona, asar tvachim. The big one's 10 tvachim smaller than the little one, than the lower one, second floor. Or sheish bo gedur chamisha machitza chamisha ma'arvin shnayim be'ei ma'arvin echad. You can make two eruvs, you can't make one eruv. Pachas mikan, if it's less than that, ma'arvin echad be'ei ma'arvin shnayim. You make one, not two. Okay. What does this Bryson just say?
Even though it's two materials,
It's okay. It's exactly the opposite of Rav Chista. Amar Rava, moda Rav Chista. B'tachtona, hoil v'roeh pnei asara. Now, Rav Chista would agree that the lower mechit, the lower level, the lower people can certainly make a mechitza out of two different materials. Why? Because if I'm staring at it, it looks like 10 tvachim. If I'm up on top looking down, then it's not true. I think that's the pshat. What?
No, you're on the other side of the fence. You don't see 10. You only see 5.
Right. You understand what he's saying? If you're down below and you're looking at a wall, so what is made out of two different materials? So what?
Ten
tefachim tall. But if on the other side, you only see five. Because the five below is an embankment, whatever it is. You don't see that. So you don't know it's 10.
You're not looking over the wall, you're looking at the wall.
Right? It's not really other side, it's really a top. Yeah. If you're on the second floor and you're looking down at your machitza, you don't see 10 tefachim. Why? Because the bottom five, you don't really see it. What's made out of, it's a different material. So you only see 5. So therefore it's not good. Does that make any sense? It does?
Yes.
Okay. Right? But that's what it says, it's tachtona. Tachtona and el yona.
That's the lower elevation.
Right.
As opposed to the higher elevation, which is...
Right. Ihach, right. There's a tachtona and el yona here.
There's a tachtona and el yona, meaning that this is a lower level, it's a higher level.
Correct.
It's not that you're looking over the wall, you're looking at the wall from the higher level, you only see five. If you're looking at the wall from the lower level, you're seeing ten.
So you're saying that it's not a case of an upper story, it's just a little bit elevated.
That's correct.
I'm sorry. Okay, good. No, that makes some more sense. Right. So when you're in the lower one, when you look at the wall, you see a wall, 10 tefachim tall. What do you care what it's made out of? What do you care? But on the other side, when you're a little higher up, all you see is 5 tefachim. Okay, makes sense? Ihachi, if that's true, then tachtona to arev shnayim, v'lo to arev achas. Then the lower one should be required to make 2 eruvs. If you're in the lower one, you have to make 2 eruvs. One for you, one for them. You can't combine and make 1 eruv. El Yonah, lo ta'arev, lo echad, v'lo shnayim. And the upper one can't make any eruv. Because they only have 5 tefachim. It's not enclosed.
How do you have it only one way there? How do you have an eruv only one way?
What do you mean? No, we said, can they make... No, the lower one makes their own eruv. And the upper one can't make an error.
By the time we saw functional 10, what is different?
I know, but Rav Chisda said that if you don't see the 10, it doesn't count. So if you don't see the 10, how could you make an error? Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Kigon Shehoisa El Yona, now this I don't understand, Kigon Shehoisa El Yona Migufefes Ad Eser Amos. What does that mean in English? Somehow, The Elyona had a Mugufefes. What does Mugufefes mean? It stuck out. In other words, like this. The upper Chatzar is looking at the wall. They only see 5 Tvachim. That's only in front of them. There are 4 walls, right? So in the other 3 walls, it's 10 Tvachim tall. That's how it's shaped. It's shaped in such a way that of course they see 10 Tvachim. Of course, I see 10 tefachim.
Yeah, but the 10 tefachim you're seeing is not the one that's causing the
correct. So what? Wall. So what? That wall is not. But the rest of the other 3 walls are. I have a picture of it here.
Yeah.
You have a picture of it? Right? So does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the same wall, but it's further down.
Right. Does that make sense? You see the picture there, Monty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, you do?
Huh? The keys become late for shit in the
Then you can say, listen, I came late. What do you want from me? I don't understand what's going on. I came late. Ihachi, ein seifa. Pachas mikan, if it's less than that, ma'arvin echad, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. If it's less than that, you make 1 eruv, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. You don't make 2. E boi chad ti arev, e boi trei ti arev. Then why can't you make 2? Why can't you make 2 then? If the wall there is so low, then you can make 2. Amarab, braid the Rava, kivan shenitzvah, kivan, what? Kigon, shenifr tzahach tachtona, bimiluwa lel yona. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Shenifr tzahach tachtona.
According to this picture, what it looks like is there's 2 tall walls and then one short wall connecting the 2 walls.
So you're saying it's so low that it doesn't even, not even a wall. And therefore, you can't combine the 2 chatzos? I don't know. What does that mean?
The partition's not tall enough. It's underneath the
right.
Mouth.
It's in other words, it's so short.
Right.
It's so short it that you can't doesn't do anything.
Right.
Ihachi atachtona chad tiarev trei lo tiarev. If that's the case, then the lower one should make 1 eruv, not 2. El Yona, the upper one, e boy trei tiarev, e boy chad tiarev. Why can't the upper one make 1 eruv? So Gemara enachanami really they could. Chik tani pachas mikan ma'arv nechad bein ma'arv shnayim atachtona. When we said they can only make 1 and not 2, we meant on the lower one. But in a chanaim, the upper one can make 1 also.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dar, I'm sorry. Darish Mar, exactly.
Yeah.
Darish Maremar, He said Gedul Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitzdarfin. He said it is Mitzdarif. He said it is Mitzdarif. Why not? Now Ashken, right? In other words, from different materials. Why not? Ashkenche de Ravina, Ravina Laravacha, Bere de Rava. Amale, Tre Mar Midi, Tani Mar Midi Mechitza. Let's see if that question would ever come up now. Did you learn anything about Mechitzas in the Shir today? Anything, no. Anything you learned about Mechitzas? I want to know. Amale Lo. I didn't hear anything today. What? Behilchetza and the halacha is Gedul Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitzdarfin. It's Mitzdarif. Okay? Right. It's Mitzdarif. Well, can I tell you halacha lamaitz of these things? I don't know. Okay. Boy Rav Oshia, another question, which this has definitely come up before. Diurin Haboin B'Shabbos. If other people show up on Shabbos, Mahoshaya Asru, what's the story? Do they Asr? What does that mean? That means, let's say I have a chatzar, and you have a chatzar. I have five houses, you have five houses. I made an erev, you made an erev. Did we make an erev with each other? No, because there's a wall between us. And on Shabbos, the wall falls down. Right? The wall came down. So if that's the case, now 1 second. Now on Shabbos, we don't have an erev. Now, can we carry in our chatzars? We're now one big chatzar now. This didn't happen, it wasn't the case on Friday night. That's what it means. People show up. How do they show up? Because the erev went down. Because the wall went down. So, Amar of Chitzta, Tashma, Chatz Gedola Shenifritz Olakatana. If the big one broke to the little one, Hagedola Muteris Vakatana Asura. The big one's mutter, the little one's smaller. Vibneshu Kapitzcha Shal Gedola. Because it's like the big one. What do you see from here? It's Asur. They Asur each other. No. Amar Rabba Emri Bodyom Nifritza. Maybe that happened when the wall fell down on Friday. So you had time to fix it. But you didn't fix it. Amale Abaya, lo tema mar amar. Don't say maybe that happened. Elavada anybody remember. That for sure happened. There's no other way to explain it. And but what happened if the wall taka fell down on Shabbos? The hamar hu damar. Boy mine me rav huna. Boy mine me rav yehuda. Erev derech hapesa. Let's say you had an erev through an opening, a door. Finistim hapesach. And the door got broken. Or got filled up. But the point is now we separated the two. Or Erev Derech Halon, Vinista Machalon, Mahu. What's the story there? Bamali, Shabbos, Kibin Shehutra Hutra. In other words, once it was Mutter when Shabbos began, something happened on Shabbos, doesn't change anything. For that, now we're going to see tomorrow. Is that true forever? Only that one Shabbos? That's a Machlokas tomorrow. But you see, once it was good on Shabbos, it can't become ungood. Just because the wall fell down or the hurricane. Nothing, that's not going to matter. Now, what about an Erev in a town? That's a different story. I don't know about that. Talking about the Chatzar over here. That's a chazaka. It's a different thing. Here we're saying the halacha is, I know Vaday, on Friday it was good, Shabbos now is a problem, it's good. When Shabbos began, it's good, it's good. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.